Welcome to Network, a production of Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And now your host, Joel Sutherland.
Welcome to Network, the program dedicated to helping pastors and churches cast the net of the gospel. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Thank you for listening in today. This whole month, Dr. Steve Parr has been interviewing Josh Hunt about how to make Sunday school evangelistic. So listen into this interview as they discuss how your church, your class, can be evangelistic.
I'm so glad to be on Network again today, and our topic for this month is going to be Sunday school and evangelism. Now, I will point out here when we say Sunday school, I'm using that word descriptively. You may call yours Sunday morning Bible study or Connect groups or by any other number of names. And I'll also point out here, as we talk about small groups or Sunday school and evangelism, you may do weekday groups. And so we're just going to use that word Sunday school descriptively because people are familiar with it. And I could not be more delighted today to have with me Josh Hunt, who is a prolific author, Sunday school guru. Perhaps you've heard of All-Star Sunday School. He is the initiator of that great conference that's going on across the United States right now. And Josh is author of Make Your Group Grow, which is one of his latest books, but probably best known for You Can Double Your Sunday School in 2 Years or Less. He's from Las Cruces, New Mexico, pastor, author, Sunday school guy. Josh Hunt, welcome, brother. Good to be with you again.
I'm proud that you could pronounce Las Cruces.
I am too, brother, being from Georgia, absolutely. Well, Josh, let's just jump right in there, brother, and talk about Sunday school and evangelism. And let me just ask you, because you've been doing this for many years now, in your estimation, are groups by Sunday school or any other name, are they a viable source to do evangelism? And if so, why or why not, do you think?
Absolutely. And the reason is, I was reminded of this the other day, I was watching Barbara Walters' special on heaven. And that's pretty even-handed. I don't know if you happen to have seen this, but she interviewed everybody imaginable all over the planet. She literally interviewed evangelical Christians as well as the Dalai Lama and, you know, a whole bunch of other people. At any rate, as I listened to, for example, to some Buddhists, I remember having this feeling of wanting to laugh at them for no real rational reason other than I've never really known any real Buddhist, and the whole idea of reincarnation, and it's just so weird to me, because it's just not my normal, and the kind of people we're trying to reach, that's how they feel about Christianity, quite honestly, because they don't know Christians, and when they hear Christians talk about Christian things, it's not that they have a rational, thought, logical argument against it. That's weird. It's just not me. I didn't grow up that way. My dad laughed at that kind of things. And the number one thing that breaks that down is to surround them with a group of Christian friends that actually believe. And a lot of research indicates that once that happens, everything changes. So the idea then is community must precede content. That is, we got to get around to telling the good news of the gospel at some point. But community needs to precede content. I borrow that phrase from a book done on Wesley, and that was one of his philosophies, is he tried to get people in a group, and then once you surround them with a group of Christian friends, everything just seems to change. So, yeah, absolutely it works.
Well, obviously, Sunday school is a group, or by what other name you
right.
call it.
Yeah,
a lot of debate today about Sunday school particularly. The name, does Sunday school still work? In your estimation, is Sunday school, that being a Bible study which gathers on Sunday morning, usually in proximity to a worship service, is that still viable in today's culture?
Absolutely. The name as a brand, Sunday school, I am aware, and I have kind of mixed feelings about, quite honestly, as a brand, that brand, Sunday school. I've sat on a lot of airplanes with people, and they'll ask me what I do, and I say I do Sunday school training, and their immediate response invariably is, oh, that's good that you're doing something for kids. And we cannot do anything. We on the inside who think of Sunday school as an adult movement cannot do anything about the fact that people on the outside think of Sunday school as a kid's thing. And so as a branding issue, I'm not sure that name helps us that much on the outside. At the end of the day, I don't think that helps or hurts all that much. I did a survey and I asked people who do Sunday school, I said, what do you call it? And the majority of people who do Sunday school no longer call it Sunday school. They call it groups or Bible study groups or fellowship groups or who knows what, life groups. There's a gazillion different names. Now, the number one most popular name was Sunday school, but it was about 40% of the people surveyed. Most people call it something else, but the something else could be almost anything. So as a name, we got kind of a mixed deal. As the concept, the general idea of having group life adjacent to, in terms of both time and geography, that is, having group life on Sunday morning, right after or right before the worship service, and right next to, in terms of geography, the worship service, is an inherently convenient and smart plan. The idea of having groups for all ages of people is an inherently smart plan. And I think it's going to be around for a long time. I think it's got a bit of a branding issue. It just makes sense. And we can talk numbers or not if you want. But the truth is, Sunday school churches will tend to have a far better ratio of people in group life in compared to worship service when compared to churches that do home groups. I'm not opposed to home groups. I'm a fan of home groups. But sometimes it's hard to get these people to talk apples to apples. But anyway.
I hear you, and I think you and I agree with that. I'm a big fan of Sunday school, a big proponent of Sunday school, but I'm not married to the words Sunday school. I'm more married to the potential, I hate to use the word philosophy because we're talking Christian speak here, but at the same time, the strategy of Sunday school. Now, speaking of which, real quickly as we wind this segment down, next couple of minutes, give me just two or three quick bullet points if we were to ask you, Josh, what are the keys to making a group, be it Sunday school, small group, weekday group, what are the keys to making it evangelistic?
Number one thing that comes to my mind is the quality of the teaching itself. This is kind of an unspoken aspect of group life and Sunday school. We tend to assume that all of our Sunday school classes are really interesting and stimulating and great discussion and so on and so on. Steve, you know, I visit a lot of Sunday school classes over the years, as I know you have. And quite honestly, oftentimes I walk out and I find myself shaking my head saying, I give my life to this. I wouldn't want to attend this. It's just boring. It's just not that great. And the truth is, I don't think that's the majority of the cases by any means, but it's a scary minority. My research indicates about a third of the time Sunday school classes drop below the bar of what I call just halfway decent teaching. That's why one of the things I give myself to do is writing a curriculum supplement. Good questions that have groups talking, that try to get groups discussing. My impression, a discussion is inherently more interesting than a lecture, and then try to put into teachers' hands what I call world-class communicator material, stuff Chuck Swindoll, Max Lucado quotes, and those kind of things that, this may not be the most godly motive, but among other things, make a teacher sound brilliant. The Sunday school class, having a class that is interesting in and of itself, I think we tend to gloss over that. And then my philosophy, the next thing I would say is you can double a class every 2 years or less by inviting every member and every prospect to every fellowship every month. So have a party once a month. Most churches have plenty of visitors, and the flow, the funnel, if you will, is people visit the worship service, and then we try to get them into Sunday school. And in many cases, there's a big gap there. And what I found is once they visit the worship service, you get them to a party, you take them to lunch, you engage with them socially, and then it's much more natural for them to come to the group once they know some people in the group. So
that's a good word, and we're going to pick up on that next week, as a matter of fact. And it is true, we've got to give our members something to invite their friends to, and we've got to get our groups or our classes off the campus into the community. Josh, thanks for being with us this week. Look forward to talking to you again next week, brother.
Sounds good. Look forward to it, too.
You've been listening to Dr. Steve Parr interview Josh Hunt about making your small group evangelistic. After the break, the Evangelism Ministries team will come back and we'll discuss this a little more on Network.
Mark your calendar for February 25th and 26th for the 2013 Georgia Evangelism State Conference at First Baptist Church in Douglasville. Speakers include Vance Pittman, Johnny Hunt, Fred Luter, Jeff Vines, Jeff Org, and more. It's a must-attend event for church staff, church leaders, and church members as they experience new evangelism methods and principles to reach their community for Christ. Get more information about the 2013 Georgia State Evangelism Conference at evangelismga.com. That's evangelismga.com.
Welcome back to Network. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland, and I'm joined with my colleagues, Dr. Mark Merritt and Dr. Steve Parr. Gentlemen, good afternoon. We've been listening to Josh Hunt talk about Sunday school. Steve, and he made this statement, community must precede content. How important is that in evangelism, in the culture in which we live?
So important. When we talk about community, we're getting right down to relationships. In other words, you've got a good Bible study to teach. Well, why are they going to come? Probably not for your teaching, probably at first because they like or love you or appreciate you or they're a friend of yours. So community, in other words, relationships precedes any content that you're going to deliver to an audience in a Bible study on Sunday morning.
So there's nothing wrong with us saying that we need to befriend some of these people, or at least build relationships with them so that we have the opportunity to present the Christ to them.
Well, let's talk about the Bible study itself. There's no point in doing a Bible study if you don't have people in the Bible study, if you don't have an audience. So how do you build that audience? You build it through relationships. And specifically in this context, we're talking about relationships that not only bring them to Bible study, but open the door to share the gospel with someone.
I think it's also important, Steve, because the starting point for evangelism has moved backwards in our culture and in our generation in which we live. People don't have that Christian worldview that they once had, and that's what I think Josh was pointing out as well. And when they surround themselves with believers that do have a Christian worldview, it helps them to understand where we're coming from so that they can understand who Christ is and why we need to know Christ in evangelism.
A great point, because earlier generations, more people went to church, quite
sure.
frankly. So now we've got to take the church to them. And that begins by just developing a relationship in that it gives you credibility to invite them to the Bible study.
Sure. Now, Steve, for the sake of our conversation today and over the next few weeks, we're going to call it Sunday school. You and Josh had the conversation on, do you have to call it Sunday school? But just for our sake, that's what we'll call it. Is Sunday school a good source of evangelism, a good method of evangelism for the local church?
We know Josh affirmed that, but I want to just illustrate it for a second, and I'll ask you and Mark to kind of play along with me for a second. Generally, when you have Sunday school, you divide it into your children and into your middle school, maybe your high schoolers, your college students, senior adults, median adults. When I say median adults, like college of high school and parents of college and high school students. Play along with me for a second. Who's best in your church at reaching middle schoolers?
Middle schoolers.
Mm-hmm. Who's best at reaching high schoolers?
Other high schoolers.
How about young adults?
Mm-hmm. Other young adults.
Well, think about it. You're already organized on Sunday morning into those groups. The problem is, many times, Joel, we sit in those groups and have a Bible study, but never think about releasing that group to, as a team, go out and reach their peers. Mm-hmm. So Sunday school, you're almost already organized to do evangelism.
Right. Steve, I'm going to put you on the spot and see if I'm going to go way back to when you came and spoke at my church 5 or 6 or 7 years ago on a Sunday morning, and you made a statement, and see if you can dig up this stat. It's something, and I'm going to misquote it, and I'll let you correct it, something along the lines of 9 out of 10 lost people who join a Sunday school class are saved within a year or something like that?
That's right, Joel. And I'm going to be honest with you, I can't pull that stat out of my brain right now, but the research shows that is a fact, that if you can get a person to a Bible study 4 or 5 times, the likelihood of them trusting Christ as Savior goes up in great proportion to someone who never gets to a Bible study. If you get them there once, it makes a difference. But when you get them there 4 or 5 times, now why is that? It's the Holy Spirit working mm-hmm. through the
right.
Word of God.
Right. Right. And we're building the community. We're teaching them the Bible. They're around all the things of God. And so really an evangelistic strategy could be get as many lost people to join your Sunday school as what you can. And the longer they're there, the more likely they are to trust Christ.
And I think the thing I want to emphasize this month is your Sunday school is more than Bible study or your Sunday morning Bible study groups. They are vehicles through which you can also lead your congregation to engage in evangelism.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure. Now, Mark, I think it was funny that Josh said when he tells people he does Sunday school, they think, you know, mm-hmm. it's great you work with the children or whatever. That has something to do with the name, I think, the mm-hmm. word school attached at the end of it. But for people who may be listening who don't understand how Sunday school works, it's not just for kids, is it?
I would often say as a pastor, we don't graduate from Sunday school.
Right.
We
right.
may be promoted up to another class, but we don't graduate from Sunday school. There's a couple of great things that happen in Sunday school for children of all ages, including us grown-ups. One is discipleship. We learn, we do our Bible study. As Southern Baptists, we understand that Sunday school is where we do our Bible study. The Bible talks about they sat at the apostles' feet. And, you know, that's what we want to do. That's where the doctrinal teaching takes place in many cases, is in Sunday school. It's also a great vehicle for fellowship. Dr. Tom Rainer did some research a number of years ago, and he found out that if a new believer doesn't plug into a small group, i.e. Sunday school, by whatever name you want to call it, that person is much more likely to fall away after a few mm-hmm. years than if he does plug into a Sunday school group. He's much more likely to be assimilated into the body of the church. So no, it's not just for children. It's important for children, but it's not just for children. It's for believers of all ages.
I want to add this also, Joel, because someone may be thinking, should we call it Sunday school? And I want to say, call it what you want, but just understand this. What you call it is not nearly so important as what you do with it.
That's a good word. That's a good word. Well, we'll be discussing this the rest of the month, and so be sure and stay tuned to our podcast for that. Also, to find out more about Josh Hunt, you can go to joshhunt.com. Also, to go to our equipping site here in Evangelism Ministries, our 24-hour equipping site is evangelismga.com. And of course, you can go to our regular GBC website, gabaptist.org, and there you can click on Evangelism Ministries and Sunday School Open Group Ministries and find out a lot more about Sunday School there as well. So, thank you for listening in today. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. We'll see you next time on Network.
You've been listening to Network, a program dedicated to challenging believers to cast the net of the gospel. Network is a production of the Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention.